We're talking to Ian Cass, the Managing Director of Forum of Private Business, all about the services that they provide. Now, your business is simple in some ways, yet complex in others. So just give us a brief overview of what it is that you provide as a service.
Okay, well, we look after small businesses, and small businesses tend to be from zero employees to about, some bigger ones, about 250. And most of our members are companies that are big enough that they've got to comply with lots of government regulation, employment rules, health and safety, but they don't have their own HR team, they don't have a legal team, and the main reason that they join us is that we can provide all of those services and support.
And one of the big things that you do as well, which I think must be incredibly useful, especially if you're a small business of sort of lower than five, a business helpline that is 24/7. So at 3 o'clock in the morning, is it you on the end of the phone, Ian?
Definitely not, although I'd pick up some of the calls during the day. Yeah, we've got a general business helpline, so it isn't strictly a legal help, but quite a lot of support organisations have one. When you've got a legal problem, you can ring up. Basically, us, you can ring us up with anything. And okay, 3 in the morning is a bit extreme, but quite often we do get hospitality industry, pubs, something happens at 10 o'clock at night, employment issue, something's happened, health and safety. You need somebody on the end of the phone to just help you and point you in the right direction to what to do. Care homes, things happen late at night. So lots of industry sectors where they do work, not the kind of usual 9 to 5. And it's just, quite often, it's just checking something up. Have I got this right? What do I do? What are my next steps? So just have that friendly, helpful voice on the end of the phone is very useful.
I think it's kind of a hand-holding thing, isn't it? That's kind of what we sum up what you do as. And with ever-changing legislation as well, this is also something that you can ensure businesses are equipped to deal with.
Yeah, the thing is, change, quite often we hear people talking about they're looking for certainty. Well, business hasn't had certainty for years because the pace of change is so quick, technology, things going on. So the business environment is changing on a regular basis. So you have to really keep up with that and what's going on. Government will put in new regulations, new standards. The one that I'm sure everybody heard about at the moment was GDPR, which was this data protection. It was very much aimed at the big boys, but I think every small business in the UK was getting battered by emails basically saying, have you got this right? If you haven't done it, you need to come on our training course, £450, half-day training course, otherwise your world's going to fall apart on information. The reality is, in many cases, it was quite simple, so we were able to work with the Information Commissioner's office, find out exactly what's more. So this is what the legislation is, this is how it impacts on you, and this is what you need to do. And it was just being able to reassure people that if you took some simple steps, they were okay. If you don't do that and you don't fill that vacuum, it's very easy for people to panic. And obviously people are trying to make commercial gain in selling courses and things, and that relies on them worrying people. We'd like to take the worry out the way. That's the thing.
And I think that's a really nice way of summing up what you do as well. And it really is simplifying it for people and saying, these are the bits that apply to you. These are the bits that you don't need to worry about. And have you thought about this at the same time as well? Yeah. Protecting business with legal expenses insurance is part of what you do as well. Yeah. So it's that moment that I suppose everybody, not just small businesses, large businesses, but we all fear, isn't it? That moment where you do need legal help. Nobody anticipates having to use it an awful lot. But when we do, you guys can support people through that.
Yeah, we've got legal advice open to all members and also an insurance package that covers for most of the big issues. I have to say, the main thing that we're in for that, I don't want you to even get to that stage. So the biggest part of the forum's job is prevention, is making sure you don't get to that point. However, you can have the confidence that if you do get to that point, you're insured, so we'll pick up the costs. And also with the legal helpline, we'll help you every step along the way. The thing is, that still takes, we've taken care of the cost, but there's still a time element of cost to the business, which is why the prevention is so important. But yeah, if you've got a trauma coming up, you can be confident that if something does happen, we've got you covered, we've got your back, and that's important. Lots of legal expense insurances that are out there have things called 51% win clauses on them. So even though we think we've done it right, if there's a 51% win clause, the insurer can say, we don't think there's a chance of winning, we won't cover it. Our policy is very different in that it doesn't have the 51% win clauses, so I can look people in the eye, confidently say, look, if we say we've got your back and you're covered, we've got your back and you're covered.
And there's a huge difference there as well, isn't there?
Massive difference in some of the insurances out there. You think you've got the cover, but when that trauma happens, all of a sudden you find out you haven't. The insurer says you've filled in one of the wrong forms, or you've done a little bit wrong, and as a result of that, they're not going to cover you. And that's a real problem for a business then at that point.
And it's getting through that process, isn't it, where at that point you would have gone, well, I would have done it differently if I'd known. I wouldn't have filled out the form wrong.
Yeah.
So it's just you guiding people through and helping them to that point where, hopefully, they never need to do it again.
Absolutely. It's an integrate. It's all joined up. So the advice we give you is agreed with the legal people. So it's seamless. So we're helping you right from it. When you think there's something coming up, an incident hasn't actually happened, but you're thinking, well, maybe I do have to address an issue with a member of staff, or this might be impacting me in some way. The moment you've got an idea that something's happening, ring us up. We'll help at that early stage right the way through the process.
And moving on now to something that I think is a really nice thing that you're paying forward into society, into small businesses, and I'm going to say young businesses as well. Apprenticeships. Yes. Is something that you focus on as well. September's just around the corner. We're sort of in the process at the moment of seeing young people come through GCSEs, A-levels. Talk to me about the programme that you run.
The thing about apprenticeships and the apprentice idea, I think, is a really good one. The problem is the communication of that and how it works. You mentioned before about simplifying things and communicating to small businesses. A lot of small businesses don't realise they could take on an apprentice. Or if they did, what are the steps? What do they have to do? What does it mean? How do they do it? And a lot of government communication is quite complicated, is quite confusing. So the main thing that we focus on is, again, this idea of simplifying, saying, right, you're a small business, you've got 5 employees, you're looking at taking an apprentice on. Here's how you do it in your situation. Here's how it works for you. Here's the upside, here's the downside. And just explain it in a language that they get. So that's really the main thrust of what we're doing on apprenticeships and on a lot of other things as well.
And it's a really good thing for small businesses because, as you say, it will cut costs for them initially, but also it's protecting the future of people working in industry and in small business.
Yeah, I mean, I probably show my age. I'm coming from an era where apprenticeship, you know, there was an awful lot of apprenticeships. I was brought up in Northwich, you know, ICI, loads of the lads that left school went and did apprenticeships and learned a skill, and I see them now, and a number of them are doing very well. They didn't go down the academic route, but they learned a real useful skill that was transferable, that kind of stood them in good stead for the future, and I think if we can get that moving again, that'd be a really good thing. The other thing, I mean, changing the subject slightly, but the other thing is the idea that you can learn one skill at school, go out there into the marketplace and do that for the rest of your working life in this day and age is probably not the case. So the other thing that we focus on as well is retraining later in life, where you can get, and you know, over here Macclesfield College, you know, you've got West Cheshire College, East Cheshire College, all doing courses where people can go in, learn new skills later in life, and that's also a very important part of small businesses. You know, new things come, who'd have thought social media would play such a big part? So many companies now are paying, either employing or outsourcing somebody to do all their social media activity and things like that. So that's really important, as well as getting them in at the first stage of an apprenticeship, but also people being able to retrain later in their working life.
It's part of building that portfolio career, isn't it, for people now? Because you're quite right. Who sits in a classroom, age 15, ticking the boxes for which GCSEs they're going to take and say, this is what's going to take me through to the age of 67 when I retire? Not the case.
Not at all. Not anymore.
Not practical. I'm going to touch slightly on another issue that I know many people will be over familiar with the term now, Brexit.
Yes.
And how this affects, I suppose, small businesses and what it is that you do with them. Is it the question that everybody asks when they become a member? How are we going to get through this?
A lot of people are concerned about Brexit, and I think it's the unknown. I think, if I can say this, I don't think our politicians prepared us terribly well in terms of the implications of Brexit, what would happen if we did vote to go out, and what was going on. So there's a lot of that word again, uncertainty. And that's going to be the case until we know what we're dealing with. But what we do know is regulation isn't going to go away. Standards, government putting stuff out there, that we're really going to have to spend a lot of time looking at, translating it into small business speak, if you like. Government are terrible at, they still seem to treat small businesses just big business, only smaller. Well, it isn't. It's a completely different animal. Small business owners are usually jacks of all trades. They're trying to deal with everything. They do the HR, the sales, the marketing, bit of distribution, packaging. You know, they do everything. And you need to make it as simple for them as possible to deal with. So there's going to be a lot of impact on Brexit. We can help a lot of businesses. We've seen membership increase on the back of that uncertainty, that people say, right, we're joining you because we want you to help us through the process. And I think the slight downside of Brexit at the moment is the government's focus is all on that one subject, and there are a lot of other issues as well impacting on small businesses that unfortunately are being ignored at the moment. So Brexit is a big deal, but there's a lot of other things in there as well that impact on small businesses that government needs to address as well.
Ian, thanks so much. We've found out so much from you today. Where can we find out more about your membership and details of how we can sign up?
The easiest way of finding out more about what we do and signing up is going to the website, which is fpb.org. And on there you can find all the information about what we do, probably more than I've covered here. And also you're able to join on there. If anybody wants to ring through and speak directly to somebody on the helpline and find out more and also can join us, they can do that on 01565 626 001.
Wonderful. And there is also a link on silk1069.com as well through to FPB.